Hello, friends. This is La Sirena Magdalena welcoming you to another episode of Jazz Ready. You gotta be ready for the be here now so you can be here tomorrow. Yeah, you know I sound really happy today. Why? Because our beloved friends are the featured guests for this episode, the Afro-Yaqui Music Collective. And those of us who live in Western Massachusetts have had some very intimate experiences with their live performances, their teachings, their embrace of revolutionary love. And for that, we are grateful and excited. So they've come up with a new album, Lucky Blessed Us, Maroon Futures. And today they're going to perform an excerpt from that new album, La Cigarra. And some of the friends that you already know that are on the album are Nejma Nefertiti, who has also been on Jazz Ready, as well as Ben Barson and Giselle Sanath Rodriguez, both of whom have also given love to our global Jazz Ready community. Because giving love and modeling resistance is what they do, and they do it so well. So let me tell you a little bit about La Cigarra in their own words. The Afro-Yaqui Music Collective, they let us know that La Cigarra is a song associated with Mexico's El Huapango Típico or El Son Huasteco tradition. It features the melodious voice of Giselle Sanath Rodriguez. Cigarra translates into cicada in English. Now, is that really English or is that just how we know it in English, right? Cicada? I can't bring myself to say cicada because I hear cigada. And it is a tribute to the long-buried creature who sings a glorious song after 14 years underground. And the Afro-Yaqui Music Collective interprets it as a metaphor for the struggle to free political prisoners who have been kept underground for a similar amount of time or more, and have a song to sing that could inform our current movements for Black lives in defense of Asians and Pacific Islanders, indigenous autonomy, ecological justice, and the depatriarchalization of this nation. Specifically, this song is dedicated to Russell Maroon Schultz, Fidencio Almada, Mumia Abu-Jamal, and Abdullah Ocalan. The song was composed by Raimundo Perez y Soto, arranged by Ben Barson, with a solo by Roger Romero. All of the artists are Giselle Sanath Rodriguez, cantante, Ben Barson, saxo, baritono, Roger Romero, saxo, tenor, Alec Xander Red, saxo, alto, John Pagnato, guitarra, Randaiz Wharton, teclado, Benny Rossman, bajo, Hugo Cruz, percusión, Cuba in the house, Julian Powell, batería. And after you hear this beautiful rendition of La Cigarra, I will share with you information so you can reach out to the Afro-Yaqui Music Collective, learn more about their music, their upcoming concerts, and purchase their new album. And after you hear this, I know you're going to want to. So hold on now, and I'll be bringing them in just a moment. Thank you.
Mariner, oh mariner, dime si es verdad que sabes, porque distinguir no puedo, si en el fondo de los mares hay otro color más negro que el color de mis pesares. Ay, la, la, la.
Well, I don't know about all of you, but that song, La Cigarra, from the Maroon Futures album, is gonna be staying with me for a long time. It's always been one of my favorites, and now it's gotten even better. I want to thank the Afroyaki Music Collective. I want to give a special shout out and thanks to Ben Barson, Hissel Sanath Rodriguez, Nejma Nefertiti, and Big Mama C. Although I have never met Mama C, I have seen her and felt her and appreciate who she is in this world. And I just want to remind you that Hissel Sanath, Ben Barson, and Nejma have been on Jazz Ready before. Nejma even curated a show for us, and it was one of our highest rated. It was with her curation, her love, her voice, and her generosity. And I hope she'll come back and do that again. So, I mean, I love all of the musicians who I mentioned before. I mean, Afroyaki Music Collective is about revolution, revelation, and relevance. And they bring it into everything they do as a unit and as individuals. Very recently, a lot of you out there who live in the Western Massachusetts area were just going wild to me over Valley of the Queens, which was curated and hosted by Nejma. And, events like that just fill your heart and they stay with you and they heal you. So let's continue to support the artists who support us. Please go visit the Afroyaki Music Collective.com. Again, Afro Yaki, YAQUI, Music Collective.com. And while you're at it, go check out NejmaNefertiti.com, NejmaNefertiti. She's gonna be at the Brooklyn Academy of Music with another jazz ready artist, Peggy Robles Alvarado. It's gonna be a great night, April 23rd. Just check in with Nejma about that. Let's give back to the artists who give to us. I want to thank you all for being on Jazz Ready, and I want to thank all of our global listeners for continuing to share the links, to share the love. Let's stay connected and let's love each other hard so together we can be Jazz Ready for Maroon Futures coming to us.